on the line. Professor, good afternoon. Are you with us?
Yeah, good afternoon. You do have me online.
Prof, we've had a, on the assumption that you can hear me, Marion.
Yeah, you will.
Has, got hold of us a little while ago and said, please ask the professor, are we being given the correct statistics for South Africa?
Okay. I think certainly with regard to the cases, we are giving, because they're all being either tested at the NICD or they're being tested by private pathologists who have undertaken to supply the NICD with the correct test results. So I think in terms of the number of cases, I think that is a pretty accurate, I mean, it is an accurate figure. Of course, what we don't know, it's impossible to really get that statistic, is how many people have been infected but haven't come to the healthcare system, either because they don't have symptoms or they have mild symptoms or they've ignored their symptoms. So that's, of course, the kind of bottom line, the kind of base of the epidemic. And then, of course, in no country one can really kind of get that number. I think the cases are probably pretty accurate, the number of cases.
Prof, there seems to be a lot of emphasis put on the importance of being tested.
Right.
In the first world, I can understand how that is achievable. Apparently in Israel, there's now drive-through test centers. How are we going to deal with that aspect of it in South Africa?
Yeah, well, this is a problem because, you know, we have very limited laboratory resources. We've got a very good Institute of Communicable Disease. I must say that because I was the former director of that institute. We've got good private laboratories. But of course, they are now being totally overwhelmed. You know, there's an enormous kind of amount of specimens coming their way. And you know, it's a labor intensive, thing. It's, you know, it's unfortunately not easy to automate. So, honest answer at the moment is that they are being overwhelmed. And it's a bit difficult to kind of do a widespread testing at the moment. We just don't have those resources.
Prof, I see from the communication from the chief rabbi that was published yesterday that you are one of the two individuals who assisted in terms of providing advice, decision to shut certain community institutions and
right.
Yeah, I mean that was a decision I'm sure that wasn't taken lightly.
No. Those are very tough decisions and, you know, they're very challenging. They're causing a tremendous amount of difficulty. You know, the thing is that we can't really underestimate the severity of this epidemic. It really is, it's unique. It's been compared to the 1918-1919 Spanish flu pandemic, which of course was a devastating pandemic. Fortunately, we do have the means of addressing it, which we didn't have in 1918. But nevertheless, it is a severe epidemic. It's caused a tremendous amount of mortality, tremendous amount of drain on high care facilities, on intensive care facilities. So I think we've got to be very serious about it. And very bold actions had to be taken, both by the government as well as community organizations. And I can assure the public that these decisions weren't taken lightly. They were taken over a lot of discussion, a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. But, you know, we do need to kind of be able to be ahead of the curve of the epidemic. Otherwise, what we want to avoid is an explosive epidemic, as we've seen in Italy, which is now rapidly overtaking China, the number of deaths.
Yes, I saw that, and I saw the stat coming out of Spain as well. Not great stats. Prof, that's where we leave it. It is 4:30, but once again, thank you for your input this week. The voice of reason, even if it's news that we don't necessarily want to hear, but thank you. And, hopefully you'll be back with us next week.